Thank you, Lee.
And you're gearing up for the Reflections Dance Studio's graduation this coming Sunday, and this is the 70th one. That must be exciting.
Yeah, I can't believe it's the 70th graduation. I was actually at the first graduation as a 9-year-old dancer back in 1987.
Wow. That was about 2 years I was starting here at 7VU, so that was a long time ago. Plenty has happened since then, including a pandemic, unfortunately, and we didn't have the graduation last year. I think the last one you had was, what, 2019?
Yeah, December 2019 was the last one we had a live audience. We did do a performance end of December 20, but we live streamed it to the Metro Cinema. We had an audience, but they weren't there with us. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to having audience reaction and a really good atmosphere again on Sunday at the concert.
Yeah, that was the way of the world last year. Everything was streaming, but it's great to get back and have a bit of an audience there, which, as you alluded to, will be this coming Sunday. Tickets are still available now. Before we just run through the details there, how are those tickets selling at the moment, Fiona?
The junior concert's nearly sold out, but there's quite a few tickets still left for the senior concert. The senior concert is going to be really spectacular as well because it's got, you know, our more advanced dancers. And each item in both concerts are actually dances we've recreated from one of the past 70 graduations. We're going on a trip down memory lane.
And what time does the junior concert start on Sunday?
Junior concert is 2 p.m. and senior concert is 7 p.m.
And we must also mention there are no door sales, so we've got a pre-sale.
No, there will be door sales if there's tickets left.
Great. All right, so that's nice to know too. But it's a good idea to book at the box office, and then that way you're secured your ticket. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. You can book through their online box office as well too.
What can we look forward to?
It's going to be a spectacular. We've got like really good lighting. Nathan Humphreys from the Burnie Arts and Function Centre is doing the lighting. We've got props. We've got a high level of talent. We're looking back at 70 graduations, so that's pretty special as well.
And how many dancers have you got taking parts?
There's about 400 across the two concerts.
Wow. A lot of work's gone into it.
Yes, so we started work on this back in February.
So from February to get to this point now, and the reward for all the people is to have an audience there so they can appreciate the remarkable talents that they do have. And these events have been going, what, from the whole Civic Centre, which is Burnie Arts and Function Centre these days, every year. And I believe I heard somewhere that, except for 1 year when it was in Ridgely.
Yes. So that was when Helen Titty owned the dance studio.
Back in the
90s. I'm not sure, something happened with the booking. So she had to scramble and find somewhere else. And I remember I was a teenager back then. We had it at the Ridgely Community Centre. But we had a lot less students back then too, so it worked.
It just proved that it's grown and grown and you are adaptable, and that just proved that. And, of course, from last year to get to this year. So we are looking forward to the graduation. And your MC is none other than our Burnie City Council Deputy Mayor Giovanna Simpson.
Sure is. Yep, she's been MCing probably for 15 years now. And before that we used to have Jan Blizzard. She was also a councillor.
She was was once an announcer here at 7VU throughout the 60s, was Jan Northrup, so great lady.
That's right, yes. So, yeah, we really miss Jan as well, but Jeevan does a fantastic job.
Oh, she goes to every opening, even the opening of a fridge door. You guarantee that Giovanna will be a part of it. So, and it is a COVID-safe environment. Of course, we're in that's the way of the world at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's a lot harder to organise this event. Yeah, I'm up really late every night at the moment trying to do lists of attendance and where people are going to get changed. And, yeah, it's hard, but I'm just grateful that we can still do it.
A lot of pride too, Fiona, for the work that you've put in, not only this year but also in previous years. So job well done, and keep up the great work and the great work of the people there, the some 400 dancers who will be all performing. 2 o'clock, that's the junior concert, and then the senior concert, 7 o'clock. And the sales are $15 for adults, $10 for children under 17, $25 to grab one of those packages, that's adult to both grads. So that's for the 2 and the 7 o'clock one. And it's always good to catch up with you, Fiona Bake, so I'm sure it'll go well. Reflections Dance Studio, and happy 70th graduation day this coming Sunday.
Thank you very much, Lee.